everybody to this regular meeting of the Ambrose Recreation and Park District on this chilly but wonderful Thursday, December 9th, 2021. Jeff?
Yeah. Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye. Here.
Director Torres?
Present.
Director Torlakson?
Present.
Director Hudson?
Present.
Let the record show Director Garcia is absent.
Okay. Moving on to the approval of agenda. Do you have a motion?
I move we approve the agenda as presented.
Thank you, Director Torlakson. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Director Lopez Garcia. Yeah?
All right, Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Garcia is absent.
Okay, moving on to the consent calendar. The consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item. Do I have a motion?
Madam Chair, I would like to pull the minutes, letter A, from the consent calendar.
Okay. Anybody else? And why don't we take your question, Director Folsom, for A.
Should we have a motion first before we go ahead with the...
I don't know if it matters.
Okay. So, yes, for the minutes, I just wanted to make sure that we put this straight on the minutes on number 4. It says Director Torlakson said she cannot wait for the next event. She also shared that the Keller Canyon Mitigation Fund, I guess, awarded Little Sprouts with a $4,999 grant. Actually, the award went to the Bay Point Garden Club not the Little Sprouts Academy. So we are the fiscal sponsor of the Little Sprouts Academy. So Jasmine will be leading the Little Sprouts Academy, but the funds went to the Bay Point Garden Club. So that's the only thing that I wanted to change and make clear.
All right, so we'll need to make two motions as Director Carlson. Actually, you're right about that. Thank you, Director Torlakson. Why don't you, you're so conversant, why don't you craft the first motion for B and C and then the second one for A?
I move we accept the consent calendar as presented with the changes to letter A, minutes of the November 18th special meeting mentioned earlier regarding the Keller Canyon Award to the Bay Point Garden Club.
Perfect. Thank you, Director Torlakson. Do you have a second?
Yes, I'll second.
Thank you, Director Lopez Garcia. Jeff?
All right. Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Garcia is absent.
Okay. There is no presentations this evening. Moving on to the General Manager's report. Good evening, General Manager.
Good evening, Chair and Board of Directors. I'll be brief tonight. I just wanted to report that we did have a break-in at the maintenance yard, Ambrose Park. Somebody broke in through the ceiling and lowered themselves into the cage where we keep some of our more expensive items like leaf blowers and compressors and things of that nature. And they made out with a few of those items. Those items have been itemized for the police department. But of note, we captured his image with our video cameras and he was apprehended. That's great for us because we've been hit out there a number of times, and we put the cameras in place just for this very gracious enough to send their public works department down and board that up and secure it for the remainder of the evening and into the next several days. So we appreciate the cooperation we get from the city of Pittsburgh and, of course, the city of Pittsburgh PD's always outstanding service. I just like to defer to Lori for just a moment before I bring it back to me. Lori will talk to you about the event that we had, the drive-by Santa visit, and she'll give you some details about how that went. Lori?
Yes, it was a wonderful holiday event. I am so happy for our community that we're able to offer this. We did about 230 kids that we had given gifts to. Santa was there, lots of smiles and waves, and we worked wonderful with the Bay Point Library. They also were given several books per child as a gift from the library on this event. It was, for 2 hours we had it, and we had a line the entire 2 hours of groups coming. We had some groups that did not have a car and came on foot, which was wonderful. Lots of, hopefully we can allow those wishes to Santa will be granted. A very, 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 very good response from our community. Got a great email from the library saying what a wonderful event it was and how they appreciate being a part of us and the Ambrose Recreation Department to serve our community. So that was just fantastic. Really, really fun event.
Thank you, Lori.
Yeah, thank you, Lori. The other item I'd like to announce, and we just found out about this, and we're very pleased to announce that the Ambrose Recreation Park District has received the Prop 68 competitive grant award for Anuta Park, and that's for $270,000 to replace the playground equipment at Anuta. As you know, these are highly competitive grants. There were only two awarded in Contra Costa County, one to the City of Richmond and one to Ambrose during this round of funding. So we're very excited about that. Of course, we'll have a number of questions to ask how we can cooperate with the state and maybe coordinating both projects at Lynbrook and at Anuta. We don't know the details on that. There's some economy of scale in that, but we, again, we'll certainly follow the rules set forth by the grant itself. But one of the things that they did say that was very complimentary was our grant was very well presented, and it told a really good story. That's always good. I'd like to thank Becky Jennings, who was on loan from the San Francisco Foundation. Again, this is the reaching out and getting cooperation from the many partners that we have. That's kind of how we survive, and it worked out great for us. And also special thanks to Lori, who has shepherded us through the round four process and was instrumental in making sure that we put our best foot forward for this grant. So it's wonderful news. We're very excited about it and can't wait to get started. And with that, that's all I have to report, Madam Chair.
Well, great news. Thank you so much, Madam Manager. Does anybody have any questions? Director Tollickson?
No questions, but woo! What a wonderful news! Merry Christmas! Thank you, thank you, thank you. And thank you to you, Doug, to your leadership, Lori, to Becky Jennings, to everyone who's helped with that grant writing. That's awesome. Fantastic news. Thank you so much. And thank you, Lori, for spearheading that event with drive-by Santa. I wasn't able to attend, but I've heard so many good news about it, and actually they said what a fantastic way to do it during COVID. It's a great idea, and so I really commend you, Lori. Thank you.
Thank you.
Director
Flores, do you have any questions or comments for the General Manager?
Yeah, I just want to give a lot of thanks to you, Doug, and to Lori for, you know, doing the hard work to get that fund for Prop 68. It's such a you know, a timely gift to get for the holidays, and great news to hear that Anuta Park is going to receive that money. One of my favorite parks. I grew up there before moving to Lynbrook. I spent the first 10 years of my life growing up at that park, so it's definitely great news to hear that that park's going to get some revitalization as well. So I guess my question regarding that is, And I'm sure we'll probably do the same process we did at Lynbrook, but if there's going to be any community input for how the funds are spent at that park, just curious about that.
Yeah, that was already vetted as part of the application process, so hopefully we'll be able to get some community input as we go through the process, so we'll have some meetings about some design features that the community would like to see. The project itself has been defined as replacing playgrounds, but the specifics of the playgrounds, we can always use community input, and we'll be seeking that as part of the process of completing this project.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Again, great job to you, Doug, and thank you to Lori as well for making sure we got that money. It's huge. That's a huge amount of money. My other question that I do have is regarding the bathroom project at Ambrose Park. Just wondering how that's coming along.
Lori, you want to take this? Okay.
Yes. We are currently finalizing the cement work there in the pathway, being sure everything is ADA compliant, so we stay within our funding budget because prices have gone up so much. With weather and everything else, I'm looking at mid-spring, early spring, to have it completely finished. We do have to get the equipment and everything inside the concession stand. You know, the refrigerator, all the things that we can open up. So I'm saying mid-spring we should be ready, and hopefully we can, at that point, have our dedication and have everything in order and have the men in ground, the ground level and safe for everyone out there and some of our landscaping done.
Gotcha. Okay, so last meeting I believe I heard it'll be done in about a few weeks. So now I'm hearing it's probably mid-spring in... I'm assuming it's mid-spring because, like, that's when we're going to do, like, a formal, like, opening for everyone, right? So it may be done before that, but are we having, like, you know, be waiting for mid-spring to actually do some sort of ribbon cutting or something?
Yes, that's absolutely right. It'll probably be done well before that, but it'll be presentable. Yes, at the opening ceremony. We'd like to have all the details and everything all ready to go. So.
Gotcha. That's perfect. That makes a lot of sense. I just want to make sure I was understanding that correctly. Thank you so much, guys. Appreciate it.
Director Lopez Garcia, do you have any questions or comments for the general manager?
I just have. Hooray! I'm so proud of you guys. I know that everybody says, oh, it's not going to work, but it does work. Thank you so much, both of you, Doug. And I just can't believe it. We're just doing great. Thanks a lot. Lori, you do such a fantastic job. Thank you. God bless you guys. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, board. Moving on, there are no legal reports this evening, no legal counsel reports. We're moving on to public communications. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda but within the jurisdiction of the board of directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes. A total of 30 minutes for all speakers. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the Board Chair. Is there any member of the public that would like to make a comment at this time?
We do not know.
All right, I'm closing this to the public and bringing it back up to the Board. And we're moving on to board matters. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda should inform the chair of their desire to speak upon the chair's request for public comment. Upon recognition from the chair, the speaker should identify themselves and limit his or her comments to the specific items being discussed at that time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. If due to technical difficulties, the Board of Directors is unable to hear the speaker's comments, then the chair may request the speaker to discontinue the call and call in again. Our first item is consider authorizing the general manager to execute a lease agreement with Bay Alarm for alarm services at Ambrose Park. Is there any member of the public that would like to speak on this item at this time?
No, there's no one.
Nope. Okay. Well, I'm closing it to the public and bringing it back up to the board, General Manager, sir.
Yes, we've had alarm services at the maintenance yard for a number of years. Maybe the last 3 or 4 years, it's been a little bit challenging, partly because of the company that we're using, partly because the facility was getting older, and we needed a different system to accommodate the type of doors that we had there, or that we have there. We decided that once the contract had ended, we would look around for other vendors, and after discussing the proposals from ADT and Bay Alarm, we decided Bay Alarm is a better vendor, a better fit for us. The addition would be to have an alarm system installed at the concession stand / restroom, and probably for obvious reasons, we do have incidents of vandalism out there, and there may be a more likely opportunity for theft. At least that's what some of the perpetrators may believe at the concession stand, although we'll be quite careful about what we store in there and making it less attractive for anybody to want to break in there. But nevertheless, it would be prudent to have an alarm system. As you can see, the cost is not a tremendous cost, and it would certainly pay for itself in deterring potential incidents out there, vandalism or break-in or some kind of loss. So that's why we're recommending that we install an alarm system at the concession stand restroom, and also at the changing vendors at the maintenance yard. We are using Bay Alarm at the community center now, so it's also consistent with our other facilities. So that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Director Troickson, do you have any questions for the general manager?
I do, actually. Thank you, Madam Chair. My question is this just alarm? Does it include cameras as well? Or are you considering cameras separately for a different vendor?
Yes, we do have a camera system at the maintenance yard. It is a separate alarm system. And we are going to install cameras at the restroom concession area to cover 2 points of entry. At least we're going to start there. Hopefully that'll be enough to get any detailed photographs that we might need and serve as a deterrent with people coming in. So those are two different items. One is an audio alarm system that alerts the alarm company who dispatches the PD. The other is to capture any images that we might have as a result of that break-in. So they work kind of jointly, but they are independent in their application.
I see. So it's a different but it's the same vendor, or is it?
No, it's a completely different. Oh. We install those in-house, our cameras. So we use a program for that. We can see those from our smartphones, the cameras.
Ah, okay.
So, yeah.
Makes sense. Well, thank you, and thank you for coming to the board with this. I know you don't have to with this amount, but I appreciate you coming to the board. I think this is a great idea. We definitely need an alarm system with what's happening now at the Ambrose. So really appreciate you stepping up and moving on with this lease agreement. Thank you.
Director Torres, do you have any questions for the general manager on this item?
I couldn't find the mute button. Yeah, I really appreciate the attempt to seek out an alarm system. I think it's super important, and also happy to see there's, some camera usage in this proposal. And I guess my only question would be regarding the cameras, and I know that we'll be paying a monthly fee to have that, service. Just wondering too if there's any possible discussion or thought about working with would it be the Pittsburgh Police Department in this sense, right? Because they have some influence over that property. Just wondering if there's any thought about working in partnership with the City of Pittsburgh and the Police Department to you know, I've seen these programs in some cities where they're able to tap into cameras to get, like, live feeds. Just wondering if that's something that, you know, that's been thought of or considered.
Yes, these camera systems do have that capability. Lori, you would know better because you worked closely with the PD on this one. Are they using those capabilities, PD, to be able to monitor that, or are they just waiting for us to give the feed information to them after the vandalism or break-in has occurred?
They have the capabilities to get the upper parking lot and the parking lot going down as far as the internal part of the building and just the direct outside of the buildings. That's just something that we provide them, the information and the pictures.
Yeah, so part of the improvement project over there, because it's in the city of Pittsburgh, they did install two cameras on their own. This was quite some time ago before we installed our own alarm system. So they use those independent, and they're actively watching those. And as far as our cameras go, we do coordinate with them, and it's information that's easily shared. That's how we actually were able to identify the latest break-in, was sharing that information with PD, and they took it and recognized who the individual was and was able to apprehend them based on that cooperation. So it seems to be working.
Gotcha. PD. So it is that they are actively using the feeds, is what I'm hearing, yeah.
Yeah, there's one that they actively use. It comes directly to them. There's the other feed does not go directly to them. It comes directly to us, but we can give them the feed for them to use in apprehending the individuals.
Yeah, because I think that would be a great idea just to consider all the cameras at Ambrose Park to have some sort of live feed into, you know, the Pittsburgh Police Department, just because it's such an isolated park and it's not really in the eye of ongoing passing by traffic, that I think be something to consider. And I definitely would think that would be a good idea for us to help stop some of the vandalism that's happening there. That was my only question, and just hopefully that's something that we could look into, because I think it would be beneficial for the park to have that partnership with the Pittsburgh Police Department.
Director Lopez Garcia, do you have any questions or comments for the general manager?
Well, I have the same company that does the alarm for my house, too, and they're wonderful. So I'm really great that you're right on top of this, and you have even the little Caddyshack that's going to be also covered. Really great. Thank you so much. You guys are doing such a fantastic job. Thank you.
Thank you, Director Lopez Garcia. Do I have a motion? Oh.
Yes, I move we authorize the general manager to execute lease agreements with Bay Alarm for alarm services at Ambrose Park.
I'll
Thank
second
you,
it.
Director. You have a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Director Lopez Garcia. Jeff?
Yeah? Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Garcia is absent.
All right. Thanks, Jessica. We don't have any public hearings, no closed sessions. We're moving on to committee reports, board comments, and items for next month's agenda. Each board member is given the opportunity to report on committee assignments and make individual comments on items and subjects that are within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Director Torlakson.
I just wanted to greet everybody. Happy holidays. I know it's been a tough year for everybody. And moving on, I mean, we're still doing great. We're getting all the grants. We're improving our parks. We have a great staff, a great general manager, so I'm very happy with 2021 and looking forward to 2022. Happy holidays, everybody.
Thank you, Director Torreson. Director Torres?
Yeah, I just wanted to definitely just thank everyone on the board and our general manager and Lori for all the great work this year. It's been my first year serving as director. It's been definitely a great ride so far, and I'm definitely looking forward to working on more projects for our community next year. So, yeah, please, everyone be safe. Happy holidays, and I'll see everyone next year.
Thank you, Director Torres. Director Lopez-Garcia?
I'm going to agree with everybody because that's what I want, and if there's anything I can do, let me know because I'll be there, and I ditto what everybody said.
Thank you, Director Lopez-Garcia. Mm-hmm. It's been my honor and privilege to work with this board this past year, and I'm forever grateful to our staff and the leadership of Doug Long. You know how I feel about you, Doug. And I'm really looking forward to 2022 also. I also would like to make a request that if any board members can't make a meeting, if you'd please let the general manager or I know before the meeting, that would be awesome. And if you already do, thank you for that. And on that note, do I have a motion?
I move we adjourn to January 2022 meeting.
I'll
thank you.
That.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Say aye.
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 Everybody be safe. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Take care. All right. Goodbye now, folks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.